Well, welcome back, Rising 365 fans. This is your first time. You just press play to Rising 365. It's a podcast committed to inspiring and supporting others to embrace the opportunity to rise with each new day. Because rising daily can be a challenge for many, including myself, and it is my hope that what you hear in these episodes will assist you in rising every day of the year. If this is your first time tuning in, I am Mike Pena, and you are tuning in to episode 15 entitled You Just Got To. This morning, I did not want to record a podcast. I haven't been really feeling up to it or motivated to record something. And the last thing I wanted to do was bring something to you half-hearted. But today is a beautiful day here in central Nebraska, where my family and I live. I'm actually recording out on our patio here in the country, and you're going to probably hear the birds and the wind. It's amazing. So I wanted to take this opportunity and not miss this chance to continue to help others, help myself. And today's episode is inspired because what I've been sharing with you all in previous episodes is there's always opportunities to help others, to help yourself. And this was today's opportunity. Again, I was not going to record, but then I read this devotional. Today's episode comes directly from Alistair Begg's daily devotional, Truth for Life. It's May 15th, today's devotional. It's entitled, actually, Get Up and Get On. So the verse for it is, Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, "Let me go to the field and glean among the ears of grain after him whose sight I shall find favor." Coming from the Old Testament, Ruth 2:2. And the devotional reads like this. Do you ever start your day lying in bed thinking of all that's ahead of you and around you? Do you find yourself feeling overwhelmed by the challenges of the day to come, or underwhelmed by the routine of it? As she woke up in those first few days of her new life in Bethlehem, Ruth likely had to take a moment to remind herself of where she was and all that had happened. My husband died. I'm now living with my also widowed mother-in-law in a foreign land. I know I made the decision to leave, but I hope I've done the right thing. What now? Ruth didn't sit around waiting for some miraculous intervention before she proceeded with her life. No, for her, common sense led to careful thinking, and careful thinking led to practical action. Ruth knew she and Naomi needed provision, and she realized she was capable of working. She therefore sought Naomi's advice and her approval before going out into the fields to labor and find food. Common sense doesn't mean we rely on our own insight or abilities. We must trust God and look to Him. But we must also use the faculties He's given us to live sensible lives in accordance with His will. We must be prepared to do what we can and leave the rest in God's care. Do not mistake passivity for godliness. But by her attitude and actions, Ruth teaches that all that God provides, each opportunity of obtaining what we need, is undeserved mercy and favor from God with every good and perfect gift. As we get up and take action, we can trust that God is not idle. He's working everything according to His will. Not as a package that is let down from heaven on a string, but as a scroll that unrolls day by day as we walk through life. His favor in the ordinary things of life keeps us marching for another day. Your day may not look exciting or glamorous. You may not be sure how you will overcome what confronts you. But it is the day that God has given you. He will give you all you need to do all He calls you to do. Will you, like Ruth, get up, get on with this life you've been given and live for God and his glory. Man, after reading that, I had no choice but to record this episode and share this devotional with you. Because it's encompassing all the other previous episodes that's on Rising 365. Everything I've been trying to instill into myself and to those who listen is captured right here in the story of Ruth trying to provide for her mother-in-law in a foreign land, not knowing what to do. But she used common sense. She said, you know what? Got to do something. I just can't lay around and wallow and even just pray something would happen without action. I have ability. I have strength. I have breath in my lungs. So I'm going to use it to do the simplest things. Go out and work and get what I need and let God take care of the rest. Be faithful to him. I hope that's what you took out of this devotional this morning. Maybe devotional reading isn't a part of your life. I would highly recommend this devotional by Alistair Begg, and you will find it in the show notes to go and you can subscribe to it where it comes directly to your phone, or I have an actual hardback copy of it. There's so many devotionals out there to help inspire you, encourage you. Even when days like today, when you don't want to do anything, then you read a devotional and you're like, I've got to share this with other people. It inspired me, and I hope it's inspired you. It doesn't take much to get up and get going, to rise and to meet the day that you are given. It just takes the first step. You just got to do it. And I hope this is encouraging to you. May not be glamorous and it may not be the easiest thing, but you can do it. I'm encouraged by people like you who press play and are seeking ways to make their life fulfilling and meaningful. Maybe the purpose is captured here with Ruth. She wasn't going out just to find sustenance for herself. She was going out to provide for others, for her family. So hopefully when they saw her working hard and being diligent and faithful and serving, that it would encourage those watching her to do the same. And that's why I get up and keep going. You know, I got a family that counts on me, a ministry that counts on me, and people involved in it and strangers out there. You never know what kind actions and pay it forwards and holding doors and helping people carry heavy things and listening to people. You never know what it can do for others. You just got to do it. Well, I love you guys. Thanks for pressing play and tuning in. I hope each episode brings you inspiration to embrace every new day. To support this podcast, consider booking me as a speaker for your next conference, school assembly, youth event, Bible study, or any special occasion where I can share the message of Rising 365. To arrange this, simply send me a message or email at rising247365@gmail.com. Additionally, you can support by liking, sharing, and rating the podcast on your preferred listening platform. Until we meet again, I am Mike Pena, reminding you to rise and seize the gift of a new day. You are destined for this moment.